De Silva.
All right, so if you're looking at starting a business, you may be looking at having premises. Definitely something to consider now is having what Jabu mentioned earlier, Sasria Insurance. It's S-A-S-R-I-A, am I correct?
Yes, it is correct.
And that's specific to things like, what's the word that you use?
Not the full word for that is South African Special Risk Insurance Association. It covers for riots and civil commotion that may be caused in unrest.
So here's, I mean, this is a tough question to answer, but let's say I have a small business. My entire business, from the till to the tax forms or like bank statements, everything, my stock records, the stock itself, the aircon, the pay point, everything is gone. Everything is gone. How do I show anyone what I had? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, normally when there's a break-in or something, people will steal, like, you'll know, like, there's this, but now the records are gone. How do you claim for something like that?
So, as a start point, it is advised that as a small entrepreneur that you start keeping an asset register. As in when you acquire assets, you need to start building up an asset register. You can do that in the form of an Excel spreadsheet where you then put in any asset that you've purchased and put it in a record. But besides, obviously, the tangible assets, the financial losses that you may incur as well, such as business interruption, you need to then start calculating as to what are your profits that you'd normally earn during an interruption course or during the 12-month period that you obviously are operational. So that in case of such civil unrest and stuff like that, your business would be obviously covered for the interruption that happens whilst you're not in operation, whilst you're obviously then getting back to normality after everything has calmed down and things are back to normal.
So business interruption insurance, is that separate to the Sasria insurance? That's a different thing completely.
It should be something that you should be considering when you're taking out your commercial policy, that you'll obviously seek to cover your assets as mentioned and the risks that obviously face your business.
I mean, that to me, it sounds like, so how people would have death and disability cover, so or when you're in hospital or something, that you are getting paid out. So this is the same thing, but for your business. So while your business is being rebuilt, while the shopping center is being rebuilt, you are getting an income. I didn't even know that existed. That's great to know. For those who are maybe reeling from what has happened over this past week, their business is devastated. Do you have any advice from a professional standpoint, Jabu, on where they should start in rebuilding or when to actually say, no, it's not worth it. I need to look at something else.
So from a professional point, as a broker, obviously I'd advise in terms of if they had insurance in place, they need to then start making sure that they call the insurance broker to submit claims so that assessors can go out and look at the assets that have been damaged and try salvage what can be salvaged in terms of what insurers can assist in terms of making sure that obviously the loss is reduced.
Yeah.
In terms of obviously being operational, that's when you then need to make sure that you go out and source replacement quotation for whatever damaged items that you need to replace, so that at least in the meantime you can start being operational whilst you are rebuilding your business. That's if you can obviously operate off-site from where your business is located as well.
Not possible for everyone, but at least some sort of alternatives to try and make sure that there's some normalcy and continuation of services and the business. I hear you. Jabu, thank you so much. If somebody maybe wants to get in touch, is that something that you are I mean,
yes. As I said, I'm from Kunene Makopu Risk Solutions. You can contact us on 010-900-1346 or alternately info@kunenemakopu.com. That's where you can get a hold of us. We are an insurance broker founded in 2006. We have branches all over in the six provinces. Our head office is in Bryanston. But during these COVID times, you can't obviously come to the offices, but you can contact us through those telephone or information email that I've just given to you.
Beautiful. Jabu, thank you so much for your time. Have a good rest of your weekend and keep safe.
Thank you. Bye.